T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's 12:20 on a Wednesday, midday with Jamie and Grayson, Jamie Monticelli and John Grayson. And we have a special guest in studio.
Yes, we do.
You handle all pronunciations today. I'm failing at everything. Yeah,
I've only tripped over it 7 times. There's a race called the Fjällräven Polar. And we have a young lady here with us in studio who is trying to become one of the contestants in this race. But the race isn't a foot race. It's not a car race. It's a dog sled race.
Which we are so familiar with around here.
Yeah, sure.
So Katie's in studio with us because we had so many questions. Ditched work today on no notice whatsoever to come over here from Lenexa.
Yeah, Katie Cordray, thank you so much for being here with us,
first of all.
Thank
you so much for having me. This has been so cool.
Cool.
How many questions? Well, let's start with the obvious one. How on earth did you get involved in dog sled racing?
So Fjällräven is a Swedish outdoor company. I was last year shopping online, and they had an ad on Instagram, and it said, contestants, apply for Fjällräven Polar 2019. And so I was like, this seems cool.
A year ago.
Yes.
You had never thought of dog racing before a year ago.
No, I used to watch, like, all the dog sled movies, you know?
Oh, you did?
Eight, okay. Below, Balto. All of them. Yeah, they were fun, but nothing I ever thought of.
And so you just thought, I can do that. Like, that sounds like fun.
Well, I did not think that at first.
Okay.
Until I started watching the videos. Mm-hmm. So the company posts videos of the races from the prior years. And what they really emphasize on is that they're just looking for everyday amateur people that don't know how to do this.
I was watching one of those videos from a couple of years ago, and one of the guys on the bus said, oh yeah, well, we're from Louisiana. Louisiana? Really? You're in Sweden racing dogs. So I'm sure that's a little shot in the arm. Like you said, if some dude from Louisiana can do this, so can I.
Yeah, for sure.
So where do you start?
You start in Sweden, and then you end up in Norway, and it just goes back and forth between the borders, kind of.
Yeah.
One night you camp on this really big lake that splits the border. It's like frozen, which must be really thick. It's always frozen. I don't know, but it's really cool.
Are you an athlete?
I am a retired athlete.
Okay. Were you an athlete?
Yes, I was. Throughout growing up and into high school, I played softball, volleyball, basketball. I danced for a little bit, and then after my high school years, I continued my basketball career at William Jewell College.
So were you just looking for, you know, hey, I've got some free time? I mean, I want to make the connection more. Maybe, and it might be personality type. Maybe we don't know the person, which it's a personality I like. Like, hey, I've never done this thing. This looks cool. Let's go do this thing.
Let's jump.
I love that kind of personality.
Yes.
But is that really what it was?
That's who I am in a nutshell. Very outgoing. I love meeting new people. I love learning about new cultures. And just, I'm a go-getter, and so when I put my mind to something, I'm like, I'm going to go all out and do it.
Coming down and being on radio shows with 20 minutes notice,
yeah,
you know, that kind of thing.
Like,
right, exactly.
Yeah. So tell us about the training. Tell us about, so you see this ad and you look at the videos, you're like, I can do that. Then what?
Yeah, so once you get in your head, okay, now I'm going to have to do this, they will send you out, Fjällräven flies you out to Sweden, I believe is where you start the training. And so for the first day, you do more of a classroom training. And mm-hmm. So they kind of go over the gear. They actually provide you all of the gear. It's kind of a little thing for them to kind of show everyone how good their gear is and what kind of climate it can withstand.
We can keep these amateurs safe.
Right.
I got
exactly.
You. Okay. It's a big commercial.
So, yeah. And so after that training, the next day they will take you outside. And you haven't really started the race yet. It's just surviving in the North Pole. They teach you how to feed the dogs, take care of the dogs, how to actually dog sled, because probably none of us know what we're doing.
Why would we? Yeah.
Right.
You know?
And then the next day is when they take you out and you start your journey.
That's amazing. Katie Cordray is here with us and wants to be one of the contestants in the next race. Now, when does the next race take place, the 2020 race?
Yep. So it'll take place in April. I'm not sure on the exact date.
Okay.
Just know it's next spring.
Five months from now.
Yeah.
So people need to do some voting online. Let's make sure we put this out there, and then we'll talk more about what you are actually going to be doing and, you know, whether you like cold or not and things like that. Tell us about the voting and how that works.
Yeah, for sure. So there are 11 regions total. The whole world is split into 11 regions. And so since I am from Missouri of the United States of America, I am entered in the North American region, which is United States and Canada combined.
Okay.
So every region, there will be two winners, which would be 11 regions, two winners, 22 contestants total. So the first contestant that will win wins by votes. So person who has the highest amount of votes from each region will automatically get to go. And then the judges will choose a second applicant based on their application, based on their campaigning strategies, kind of how they've done presenting the company.
Kind of a wild card bid.
Yes.
Whether you can do it.
Correct. Oh, yeah, for sure. Absolutely.
Nothing to do with it whatsoever.
Oh, no, no, no.
There's so much. I mean, when it gets into the mechanics of this, where do the dogs come from? Are they their dogs?
Yeah, they are. There is a kind of like the head musher lives on a little Arctic farm, I guess you could say.
Uh-huh.
And that's kind of where you start and you finish the race there.
So do they assign you a team of dogs, or do they just say, okay, go pick your dogs?
I believe they assign you a team of dogs.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you like dogs?
I love dogs.
Do you like cold?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you know what you are?
Two very important qualifications.
Because I think most people don't know what dog sledding is. I think most people don't even understand what you physically are going to be doing during that time.
I don't even think I know what I'm going to be doing.
Well, you know, we can Google it and see and see what comes up.
Yeah.
I say it genuinely. I love that you have that personality, though, where
Thank you.
Just like, yes, this looks cool. Let's go do this.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you.
But, I mean, isn't there some trepidation? Or aren't you scared of, okay, what if I win? I'm going to have to go do this.
I mean, I think there is a little bit there. It's
that's what makes it
it's
fun.
It's so far ahead, and it's like, you know, I have a chance to win, and nothing's guaranteed. And so it is hard to, like, mentally put yourself there, like, if I win. And so if I do get to win, I think that might be when all those nerves and, like,
yeah,
major excitement comes through, too.
What do you win? So 22 of you go compete.
Mm-hmm.
How long is the race? What do you win if you win?
So this is a little bit different than the Alaska race. So I think itself, just being able to go on the trip is kind of what you win. So they actually will team you up. And they usually do four or five different splits, like split races kind of. And so it'll be four or five of you on a team with, like, a professional musher ahead. And so it's not really a race competition. It's more of the experience of getting to do it.
Yeah.
I think you get to take turns, like, taking the lead or staying behind. And it's really cool because you're on a team of 21 people from all over the world.
Yeah.
And that's just so incredible.
Yeah.
And the voting is something, again, that we need to pound, because there is an immediacy to this. We're coming to the very end of the voting.
We are,
right now.
Yes. We are wrapping it up.
Do you know how you're doing so far?
I am third place in North American region.
Wow.
Which is really cool. Yeah.
Which is great, because there may be people from New York or people with bigger, you know, that know more people or have more connections that might be in there as well.
Yeah.
All right, give us the website, again, for people that want to go on and vote.
So the website's really long. Probably the easiest way to grab the voting link is if you check out my public Facebook profile. It's facebook.com/KatieCordray2020, and that's KatieCordray2020. If you would like to check out, I guess, just the rest of the contestants and kind of see the history of Fjall Raven Polar. If you just Google Fjall Raven Polar, it'll take you right there. And you can also search for my name and check out my application.
When do you find out if you win? When do we find out if you win?
We will find out on Friday.
Oh, this Friday. Wow,
yes,
that's quick.
It's a quick turnaround.
Very cool.
Yeah, call us and let us know if you win.
Oh, I will for sure.
Well, Katie Cordray, thanks a lot for being
here.
Thank
you so much for having me.
Yeah, best of luck. Best of luck not only in winning and getting to go, but once you're there, in making it through the race. That's great stuff.
Thank you.
Good luck. We can't wait to hear how it goes.
Thank you.
It's 12:29 now. Let's go to Mark Lavoie in the KMBZ newsroom.
we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.